Welcome to the Bill and Rookie Podcast. It is 7-7-2021. Glad to have you on board. Appreciate you listening to the podcast. Rookie and I, this morning during the Bill and Rookie Experience, talked about some of the changes coming up for training camp this year for the Packers, which will begin officially with the first practice on July 28th at Reinitschke Field. Now, I had mentioned earlier, when I was a kid, I went to one training camp practice in my life that I can remember. And the only reason we went was because my aunt was in town. My aunt and uncle from New York were in town visiting us, and they wanted to go see the Bears training camp. And they were in Lake Forest at the time, which wasn't too terribly far from where we lived, so we drove over, and the only thing I remember about it is seeing Vince Evans, the quarterback, backup quarterback at the time for the Bears. My aunt said something to him as he ran by, just and he stopped and said hello to us and then kept going. Vince Evans. The only thing I remember. I remember practice. I'm pretty sure that Peyton was there, but I mean, I don't really remember. I was just a little kid.
Sure.
So that's the only experience I ever had.
How old do you think you were? How old do you think you were when you went to that?
I think I was probably 8. Seven or eight.
Interesting. I never went to training camp as a kid. My younger years would have been in Denver. And the Broncos always trained in Greeley, Colorado, Northern Colorado University. So you're talking an hour and a half probably north of Denver. And so I never went. I don't even recall my dad ever talking about asking if we wanted to go to training camp. You know, Broncomaniacs, I mean, it's just as popular there as other places, you know, Broncos football.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't recall training camp being a big deal, a big thing.
I don't either.
In our day, a lot like the draft. And I don't know if it's just the era. I'm assuming that training camp around here, it seems to have always been popular, I guess, in people going. And there probably were people, I guess, that went to Denver Broncos training camp, but it wasn't ours. And it's funny that you talk about your one memory. You're guessing roughly 8 years old, and that's the only thing about it. I've wondered this a lot, being over at Packers training camp, that you see kids, you know, and I'm sure there's a certain age, maybe all kids in general. And I say to myself all the time, I wonder how much fun they're really having here in Green Bay, Wisconsin, at training camp.
Mm-hmm.
You know, waiting around for a boring practice, for a player that may or may not make the team, ride their bike, and a little conversation. And I know kids throw the football around while they're waiting. But I'm thinking to myself, if I'm that age, I'm going, is this my summer vacation?
Yeah.
You know, aren't we water slide? You know, exactly. Aren't we going to go anywhere fun? What do we, you know, because I think training camp is more for dad than it is for the kids. And I would even imagine mom. Mom's like, man, how did I get suckered into this?
Right. I agree.
I've never understood the allure of going and watching practice, of watching training camp, unless you had to do it for a job. Ours.
Right.
You know, I've never understood it. I mean, now I think it's a neat tradition that the Packers have with riding the bikes, and they try to be fan interactive, and even that stuff kind of wanes a little bit now because it's all sponsored and so forth.
Well, that's the thing about that.
Money. But I have just never understood the excitement about people going to training camp to watch somebody practice, and I've always thought that the kids must just dread it.
That whole bike thing, I never knew about that until I got here.
Okay.
So that was a pretty well kept secret, I think. I mean, I think
I knew of it, but yeah, I'd known of it.
Hmm. I didn't, and I grew up, you know, just 3 hours away.
Yeah,
but I bet you, if you guessed or if you asked somebody today in Iowa or in California, even, I bet you they would know. Anyone who follows the NFL would know about it.
It's probably grown with social media and stuff like that too. Like, yeah, hey, here's so and so riding my bike, and you know, it's a hit. Even when Houston was here a couple of years ago to do the joint practices, they rode the bikes, right? J.J. Watt rode his team.
Sure,
you know, kind of explained the tradition to his team, and the Houston Texans got into it. Remember, and there's kind of a big push for kids to take their bikes over there too, to let the Texans ride it and all that stuff, and they enjoyed it, and they were just as good as sports about it in terms of walking with kids, little kids, pushing bikes that they were too big for and signing autographs. And I think they really enjoyed that aspect of training camp. I bet they thought that was neat. And I bet the Jets will find, well, the Jets won't get to do the same thing this year because of the protocols and so forth.
It is different here. I don't think there's any doubt about that. And I think they were probably, I don't know, the only team, but one of only a handful of teams that practice and everything right here.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
Everyone else went somewhere else.
Right. You had the Cheese League for the longest time. And Dallas always went out to California and trained and things of that nature. You know, and it's kind of funny because we were talking about this, too, with the release of the Packers training camp schedule, where there will only be 13 practices open to the public, including family night. And we talked about how that's dwindled over the years. And it seems to me that it would almost be, should be the opposite because, again, kind of going back to when we were kids, let's say, there wasn't any really way to promote training camp and come out and have the festivities and so forth, right? And even merchandise sales wasn't as big of a piece of the pie as it is today. So you'd think, okay, there's no way to promote it. It's a ways away. Merchandise isn't as big of a piece of the pie, so attendance would be lower. But with the advent of social media and shooting out all this information and come here, have fun, you would think you'd be going the opposite way, that it'd be more inclusive, I guess, to try to generate people out here to generate more revenue and so forth. I don't know.
Supply and demand? I mean, just wanting more type of thing, perhaps? I don't know. But
here's one thing I do. Training camp right around the corner.
It's coming up. It is definitely coming up. And we don't have, I mean, like the Packers are still trying to figure out some of the final details, and we certainly are as well, as far as how we're going to cover it. You know, here's another difference. The practices are all at the same time. That wasn't the case even just a few years ago.
No, some would be early morning, and then as you got closer to the regular season, then they'd kind of shift to their in-season schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you had some night practices. 2 days are long gone.
Yeah, I mean, they put those lights over there at Nitschke Field, and they don't even use them anymore. Yeah. They never use them.
Mm-mm.
Well,
times have changed.
And I guess it's different per each coach, too. So I'm on my second coach now, and they have different ways of going about it.
Yep.
So I guess we just have to roll with it. And as soon as we know more about what we're going to do, we'll certainly pass all that information along to you.
And, of course, we'll be your training camp eyes and ears, updates that will start right around the 28th. And whether we're out broadcasting live from practice or not, that's a different story because now with the 10:10 start time, we'll be off the air. But anyway, we'll be your headquarters for training camp, that's for sure.
Absolutely right. So stay tuned for all the developing details as they are made available. And stay tuned to the Bill and Rookie broadcast, the Bill and Rookie Experience. It begins at 6 a.m. every Monday through Friday right here on The Fan.